No charges will be filed in the death of a one-year-old girl who died in February after she wandered into standing water in her family's backyard in Malcolm County. Prosecutor Andrea Krause determined that none of the elements of a crime could have been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. She called the child's death a very tragic accident. The toddler was found dead February 21st in standing water from rains and snows that melted in her backyard near Sheridan. Detectives in Big Rapids have located a missing Big Rapids woman. Police say they found 27-year-old Crystal Louise Hahn at a home in South Bend, Indiana. Hahn, who was originally from Indiana and recently moved to the Big Rapids area last summer, was reported missing by her family on April 7th. Detectives are now trying to figure out the details surrounding Hahn's disappearance. If you or one of your children is about to graduate from college, how are the job prospects? Well, the director of Michigan State's Collegiate Employment Research Institute, Phil Gardner, says hiring is good, but not as frantic as the last couple of years have been.
Students that haven't started their job search or been delayed or have been frustrated still have some opportunities out there as employers try to fill in some positions that they haven't been able to fill yet, or people begin to move around into new positions and open up unexpectedly.
Gardner says some of the top fields here in Michigan are in tech, engineering, and computer sciences. The Michigan House wants to direct 4% of the Liquor Control Commission's revenue towards fighting substance abuse. The chamber voted 104-3 on Tuesday to earmark state funds from alcohol taxes, liquor licenses, and liquor code violation fees for distribution among community health agencies. The bill would provide funding for services such as substance abuse prevention and treatment programs.